New heading. Advances of the fourth generation. One of the reasons why people resist using third generation time management tools is because they lose spontaneity. They become rigid and inflexible. They subordinate people to schedules because the efficiency paradigm of the third generation of management is out of harmony with the principle that people are more important than things. The fourth generation tool recognizes that principle. It also recognizes that the first person you need to consider in terms of effectiveness rather than efficiency is yourself. It encourages you to spend time in quadrant two, to understand and center your life on principles, to give clear expression to the purposes and values you want to direct your daily decisions. It helps you to create balance in your life. It helps you rise above the limitations of daily planning and organize and schedule in the context of an entire week. And when a higher value conflicts with what you have planned, it empowers you to use your self-awareness and your conscience to maintain integrity to the principles and purposes you have determined are most important. Instead of using a roadmap, you're using a compass. The fourth generation of time management is more advanced than the third in five important ways. First, it's principle-centered. More than giving lip service to quadrant two, it creates the central paradigm that empowers you to see your time in the context of what's really important and effective. Second is conscience-directed. It gives you the opportunity to organize your life to the best of your ability in harmony with your deepest values. But it also gives you the freedom and spontaneity to peacefully subordinate your schedules to higher values. Third, it defines your unique mission, including values and long-term goals. This gives direction and purpose to the way you spend each day. Fourth, it helps you balance your life by identifying roles and by setting goals and scheduling activities in each key role every week. And fifth, it gives greater context through weekly organizing, with daily adaptation as needed, rising above the limiting perspective of a single day and putting you in touch with your deepest values through a review of your key roles. The practical thread running through all five of these advances is a primary focus on relationships and results and a secondary focus on time.